Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to How Preschool Teachers Do It.
This is Allison Kentos. I am an early childhood educator.
And this is Cindy Terabush. I am an early childhood consultant.
This podcast is for parents and early childhood professionals.
Let our experience and research-based knowledge become your guide.
Welcome, preschool peeps.
Hello, peeps.
We are glad to have you here, and we especially want to welcome people who are in New Zealand and listening to us. So nice to have you.
Hi.
We were excited to see you in our ratings this week. And in the United States, Utah, which, you know, it was last week I said, I thought we said Maryland and you're saying we didn't. And then we weren't sure about Utah, but I also think that we have not had Utah in our top ratings.
I don't think so. But yeah,
we're glad to have you, Utah. Please let everyone know to come and listen and be a part of our preschool peep crowd, which is becoming, as you can hear from all the different places that listen to us, a larger and larger crowd every time.
I wanted to
call it the
peepdom, but I don't think that's
the
right.
Peepdom. Like, oh my gosh, like, I love that. Allison is so good at this, that sort of wording. Allison, by the way, she comes up with, like, on Patreon, she came up with the category names, which are so cute. You have to go and look. She's coming up with the peepdom now. She does that. That's what she does with words. Yeah.
I don't know. It just pops in my head too.
Oh my gosh.
It's
great.
It's going to be our new hello. Cause I think, didn't somebody once say they were tired of us saying happy Monday. And so we stopped.
Yeah.
Now we should say hi peepdom.
Welcome to the peepdom, New Zealand and Utah. I like it. I feel very DJ like.
Yes.
And today is going to be that kind of fun DJ-like episode. We're talking about something fun anyway today.
Yeah.
We're talking about the importance of jokes and humor with young children.
Yay. I'm glad this is coming up.
You know, we know that they laugh at a lot of things, but I don't think that we ever really deeply think about it. So we're excited to do that with everybody.
No, and I am the teacher that jokes around with the kids all the time. I mean, there is constant laughter in my classroom. Like, we are just always joking around. But there are a lot of people who look at me like I'm crazy, you know, because they're like, they don't get what you're saying. I'm like, they totally understand what I'm saying. And it's my way of, like, because they'll joke back with me. That's how I know they know, okay? And they'll come
That's
up to me
know.
with jokes now, okay? And it was my way of getting in. Like, it was my way of forming a relationship with them, was to have, like, a laughter and a joking around. And not to mention, that's just my personality, like, just who I am. But there are other teachers that still look at me like, she's crazy. Like, there's no way that works. Or some people told me, like, we think it's inappropriate. I'm like, how is it inappropriate? This kid's laughing. How is laughter inappropriate? You know, it's not like I'm telling
you. Well, there are
jokes
inappropriate
here.
Jokes.
Yeah, but
there are inappropriate jokes, but I feel like you wouldn't go there.
I'm not telling dirty jokes at school. Okay.
Yeah, I
elsewhere,
feel like you totally
maybe,
go
but
there.
Not here. Okay.
They're not ready for that. When we started to talk about doing an episode having to do with humor and jokes, we didn't realize how much we would learn, I think. Alice and I learned so much.
I
we're excited
really
to share
was
it with
not
you all.
Expecting it at all. And I was like, good, I'm right, in a way, because I was like, see, this is why we joke around. This is why we joke around. Because what I learned from researching this is that children will find funny what they are developmentally kind of learning at the time. So like children who are young, who play peekaboo, they think that is hilarious. I mean, like really funny. And that's because they're learning that, you know, people and objects exist even though they can't be seen. And they just think it's funny. But they don't find it funny when they're three because they've already done that. You know, they've mastered it. And so it's not funny anymore. You know, six-year-olds think it's really funny to do all these punny jokes and like play on words, which is probably why I get along really well with six-year-olds, because look at me. But but that's because they're learning how to read and how to use words and how to write and how to speak, you know, at a higher level. So I found that
so it's what they're focused on. Does this explain, yes, like, does this explain all the potty talk that happens? At like, yes, how old are they when the potty talk starts? Around somewhere around 2.5, 3 years old.
Yeah, they think it's really funny to tell all these bathroom jokes or say potty words. They think it's funny. And I don't know how many times I have to say sometimes, like, we don't use potty words at school, you know, kind of thing. Okay. When they get older, they usually don't care. They don't think it's as funny, you know, to say poop or something. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't think it's funny. But for a two-year-old, that's hilarious. You know? So, but
so it's because they're mastering potty training. Yeah. So because they're mastering toileting, or they're working on toileting, or is it that they're understanding toileting so they get the joke? Is that what it is?
Maybe. Because if you tell that joke to somebody who's not there, they're not going to get it. And if you tell it to somebody who's older, they get it, but they don't care. They're like, Mom, you're being so silly. Why? You know, like, it's not, that's not a funny joke, Mom. It's not funny anymore, Miss Allison. Okay. All right. Fine. You know, but when they're two, they thought it was hilarious. Okay. So, but it's because they maybe get the joke, or they're trying to figure out, is what I'm doing, is this funny? Is this funny? Because the older kids, the 10, 11, 12-year-olds who are making possibly very inappropriate jokes, okay, are, I learned from this article, they're doing it to see what is socially acceptable. Basically, how far can I take this and get away with it? And then when I find out I went too far, I'd be like, oh, I'm just kidding. Just joking. Haha, funny.
You know, isn't it true that as the children get older, right, as they get older and they head toward puberty, their jokes tend to focus on that more. It tends to focus on bodies. And sexuality. So it has to do with, so we were to kind of play it out, I guess, right? Peekaboo works for very young children because they are mastering understanding object permanence. That's what it's called, what Allison described.
Yeah.
That if I can't see you or I can't see the thing, it still exists. That the primary question for early learners up to about the age two, somewhere around two or so, is that object permanence. So that's why peekaboo works then. But once they figure out, every time I can't see you, you're still there, it's just not funny anymore. They've mastered it. They understand it. Yes. And then they start to go through the bathroom talk. Everything having to do with bathroom talk is funny to them. Talk.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So funny to them. If you say anything related to bodily functions in any way, you will have a whole class of children laughing. Because what they're learning is to master toileting and eating and all these bodily functions. These things, so that's where their heads are at, right? Yeah. According to the article, that's where their heads are at. And then what becomes funny after that, after the, plays on words, plays as children are learning more language, plays on words.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, it makes sense because a child who's a little younger and in that toilet training age doesn't understand playing with words like a 5 or 6 year old does.
Right. Right. Because at six years old, you're in kindergarten, maybe first grade, and you're learning that different words have different meanings. It could be used in different ways. And like, that's funny, you know, like it's cool. It's funny. It's like, it's almost like you're in on the joke now. You're in on the secret that your 3-year-old sister might not know what it means. You know, it's funny, you know? Clueless. Yes. Yeah.
That, they enjoy that too. They like when they enjoy that.
Yeah.
There are also jokes that teach children that things happen in a certain order. And that just reminds me of knock, knock jokes. Yes. That things happen in a certain order. First, someone says knock, knock, and then someone says who's there. And then they say something and then it's that thing who. There's a particular order to that kind of joke that appeals to children because they're learning about things happening in an order. Think about it. You have a routine at home. Things happen in a certain order. They come to early childhood programs and there's a routine there. Again, they're learning something happens in a certain order. You know, in classrooms that are understanding of the need of visuals for children, they'll have visual schedules of the day up so that the children learn the order of their day. And so something like a knock-knock joke reinforces things happen in a certain order. And it doesn't have to be knock-knock. It could just be the pattern of joking in that way when we're telling that sort of joke, like just that it goes back and forth.
Yeah, because even just your typical joke, how did the why did the chicken cross the road kind of joke, there is an order. Yeah. Somebody asks a question, somebody gives, you say, oh, why? And then somebody gives a punchline after that. And then you go, oh, ha, that's funny. There is an order to it, you know? So
there is.
And you could kind of test if they know that, because I did the whole knock-knock joke with my kids like a week ago as a way to teach them their last names. This is what I was trying to do, and they just did not get it. I wanted to be like, knock knock, who's there? Allison, who? Allison Kentos, yay! Okay, that kind of thing. They did not get it. They didn't get the order quite. All right, and I was in there like between 3 and 5. But now it's funny because like I did that with them once, and now they ask like, oh, can we do the knock knock thing? I'm like, but I'm doing the whole thing. Like, you have to do it. So now I'm trying to teach them, like, this is what you do, you know? So I was like, okay. But we're, you know, you can kind of test, like, are they ready for that or not? I wasn't even trying to do it as a funny thing. I was just trying to do it as, like, a way to teach them their last names. But, man, did I learn, like, we're not ready for this. We're not ready for a certain order in the way we talk yet, which might make sense. I mean, I have dual language learners, so maybe they're just trying to, you know, grasp English in general. So maybe they're not ready for the order that English goes in yet, but that's okay. You know, but it was a good test.
But but they're the back and forth also, you know, the serve and return interaction, which we've talked about in the podcast before, the do something, you do something, I do something, you do something, is an important thing for children to master. And I think it's really when they start to master the beginning of conversational talk that I'm going to say something and then you say something on topic. Then I'll say something on topic and you say something on topic. I think that's the age at which they can knock, knock joke, because you have to be able to stay on topic for a certain number of exchanges. But really young children can't do it.
They can't do it.
They don't do that sort of linear thinking.
Yeah, because they're totally off topic. Like you could ask them a question and like, is the sky blue? And they'd be like, you know, I saw a ladybug this morning. And you're like, awesome.
It's so true. Because
they're just all about what they want to think about. They're not about what you want. They want are about like, well, I'm thinking about ladybugs.
That's so true.
You know? Yeah.
The classic example of their lack of linear thinking is this one, that if I look at children at a certain young age and I say to them, a German Shepherd is a type of dog. Can you name a type of dog? They're going to be like, my dog's name is Lucy. They don't go back to German Shepherd.
It is so true. It is so true. Plus, the world is all about them. You know, like they're so egocentric at that point that they're like, I don't care that my dog Lucy might be a German Shepherd, but the fact is I have a dog and her name is Lucy. You know, like they make it about them. They always do. You know, that's their development. That's where they're at. You know, so, and they don't care that German Shepherds exist. They care that their dog exists.
You know? So what we're saying is, what we're saying is knock-knock jokes have a magical point at which they start to work with different children. It's different for different children. But they have to get to a certain point of development and a certain point of the going back and forth of exchanges of communication before they can really knock-knock joke or sustain a joke beyond like, why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? That's a quick one. Knock-knock takes more effort.
More effort because there's more back and forth.
And longer.
Yeah.
Right. Another thing I want to mention about humor and jokes with children is it gives them something that they otherwise are not usually allowed to do. Sometimes when we joke around with children, and I'm not talking about formal jokes now, I'm talking about just joking around with young children, we're opening up the possibility of them being able to say no to us. Yeah. When we say something to children like, you know, I saw if they, let's say they're talking about lollipops or something. And if we say to children, you know, I heard lollipops grow on trees, and they're like, no, it gives them a chance.
So true.
Right. It gives so them a true. Chance to say no to us without it being considered disrespectful or rude or getting them in any kind of trouble.
Right.
Children love to use the word no. So if we joke around with them a little bit like that, and we offer them funny things that really they already understand are not possible, so that they can look at us and say, no, it gives them the opportunity to say something to us that they really want to say, and they don't get in trouble for it. You know?
Plus, I also feel like that joke, that your example, the lollipops grow on trees, it makes them feel like, oh, I know something she doesn't know. I know
that they're smart.
Trees. So no, Cindy, haha, I'm smarter than you kind of thing. Like, I think it's kind of that. They're like, no, why would you think that? You know, it makes them feel smart and important, you know?
Yeah. If we're saying things to them that don't hurt their feelings, but make them laugh, it's always a good thing, you know, and it also brings them joy, but we have to be willing to go where they are with their sense of humor at their stage of development. So again, you know, it starts out with games like Peekaboo being oh so very funny. I used to love when my children were little and I would hold up a blanket and then peek over the edge of it and they would start cracking up, and they were really young. I remember having my son, one of my sons, in the baby swing. I don't even know if they do these baby swings like this anymore, but he was in a baby swing, and he thought it was so funny that the swing would move away from me. And when it moved toward me, I would lean in toward him. He thought that was so funny. And why did he think it was so funny? At maybe, I don't know, how old was he? Maybe 5 or 6 months old, because they're experimenting with motion at that age, right? They're learning about the motion of their bodies. I would imagine that's why they think it's so very funny, with the size of things and taking the world in. But it doesn't stay funny for forever. You're right. If I put my son on a swing now,
he'd be like, Mom.
All 6 foot of him, he'd be like, Mom. Like, it doesn't stay funny forever, so enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know, and there's even something to be said for enjoying all their giggling at words having to do with toileting. It's not going to stay like that forever.
No.
Once they get past mastering that and they move on to the next skill that they're going to master, the potty jokes are not usually so funny anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I tell families about when the children bring home something and they just scribbled. I tell the family, you know, that scribble is an original piece of art that will never be reproduced again, because every time your child picks up something to write with, they develop a little more. And so it's never going to be the same. That scribble is the beginning of learning how to write. You know, this peekaboo game and those, that toilet talk and all that stuff, it's the beginning of an adult sense of humor, and it's not going to stay that way. I think we also get super offended at that talk when it's really just a normal part of their development when they're learning about potty training and all that.
And please, there are like adult men that still think potty talk is funny. All right. Like,
that's very true. Maybe so, women too, but we're going to just put out there that probably some women too, but it's true. There are adults. Sometimes, let's just say there are plenty of adults.
Sometimes there's potty jokes that are funny. I'm sorry, but there are. All right. And so like, just let them do it. I feel like you're letting them develop a sense of humor, because there's a lot of adults that don't have a sense of humor, and that's kind of sad to me, you know? And I don't know why. It could just be their personality, or they could just be like, wow, that girl Allison's really a little bit too much, you know? But like, still like, but you know, you want them to have a good sense of humor. You want them to grow up and know how to take a joke appropriately and how to joke around with other
and give one appropriately. And
give one appropriately. Yeah. You want that. Yeah. So like, let them develop their sense of humor as they should develop it, you know?
Agreed. You know, and enjoy every stage of it, just like every stage of everything else. And remember to give them opportunities to say no to you. Say silly things to them that they're going to be like, no, you know? It can be the simplest thing, like, you know, sun's out today. Guess we need our snow boots. No! Any opportunity to kind of do that. And they find that sort of juxtaposition very funny, of things that don't go together, because they're learning about putting things together. Exactly. What are they learning about? They're learning about sorting and classifying, right?
Yeah.
When you think what are the skills they're learning? So when we say things that don't go together, very funny, because they're learning about what does and doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So funny.
Well, I hope this helped to teach everybody a little something about humor with children. Again, I love the laughter of children. I haven't always thought about why certain things are funny when or what it gives to them.
Yeah.
So I hope you go now, my preschool peeps, and you go and you just enjoy the humor of the children you're with and say things that they just will laugh at, because laughter is the best thing ever.
Yeah. There's nothing better than a good giggle from a kid.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truthful moments with Allison Kentos. Very true.
Yeah.
Okay, peeps, we will catch you next week on the podcast. Thank you for listening, continuing to listen, and all that. And we will be back next week.
Bye, peeps.
Bye, peeps.